everybody. We have a great show. We talked about young kids traveling with Kaylin, and we talked about my upcoming trip with traveling with teens, and we talked about what else did we talk about? And then we talked about a documentary at the end, so check it out. But first, let's talk about Geico.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Hey, Corolla Drinks fans. We've got a special anniversary coming up. November marks the 10-year anniversary of Mangria. To celebrate this milestone and, more importantly, the support that the fans have given us, we're excited to announce each and every bottle of Mangria and 33 wines during the month of November is $10 only. That's right. Head to CorollaDrinks.com and get your bottles for only $10. The holidays are coming. Thank you so much for supporting us over the past decade. It really means the world to us. We love you guys. Happy holidays from all of us at Corolla Drinks.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's For Crying Out Loud.
It sounds weird in our ears.
Yes.
We're going to tell you why. We're in a new studio.
Yeah, we're in a new space,
which we're going to make our home
someday.
It's Patrick's garage conversion.
Yeah.
It's kind of, seems like it's a bit of a man cave.
Yeah. It's a little guest house out back.
I like
it. It's got video games and bar stools.
When Cherie makes him sleep on the couch, he can come out back here.
That's right.
Play some video games.
But you know what I like? He's got the workers still here working out there. It's dark and they're out there working.
I know, but that's because it gets dark at like 3 in the afternoon now.
That's true. But I'm just used to Roberto and Alvaro going home at 3 o'clock over at my condo.
Lynette, I cannot for the life of me sleep past 6 a.m.
Well, I'm getting up early too.
Something is wrong with my body. It's like I'm just done sleeping.
What time do you go to sleep?
I go to sleep around 11:30 these days.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm in bed. I'm like, I'm done. I'm ready for lights out by 11. Mm-hmm. And then usually I'm listening to a podcast, watching a little TV. By 11:30, I try to stay up until midnight. I was going to say noon so that I can do the Wordle.
Right.
This is 50.
You're doing Wordle?
Kaylin, take notes.
Are you playing pickleball too?
I've got to start playing pickleball. What's happening? What's happening?
I spent the day yesterday with Gina Kimmel. She's in town. Mm-hmm. But she called it the circle jerk last night.
Okay.
Because she's in town until March because she's got her daughter lives out in, I don't know, far in the desert. And her and her boyfriend parked their home, their big, you know, Airstream mm-hmm. there. But so she came down and her son just got married and lives close by me in Studio City. So she came for the day to see my condo. But she invited me to go to her son's house for dinner because her son and her new daughter-in-law play VR, Oculus.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows, you know, we talked about the Oculus. So we did that last night and it was hilarious because there's four of us sitting in a room this big and we all have our things on our head and we're like pointing at things. First of all, it took like 2 hours to get me set up.
Literally.
But then once we got in, we were playing in a room and it's so amazing. You're in a casino and there's blackjack over there. There's craps over here. We were playing on the craps table and there's other people that show up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are they real people?
They're real people. So I got this guy like next to me to my left, comes in between me and Gina. We're playing craps. And he's like, you know, you need to pick up the chips. And Gina's like, give her some time. She's learning. It's her first. Because, you know, I'm picking the chips up and I'm dropping them and I'm dropping
them. Is your
them.
Hand like one of those claws that reaches down and tries to grab toys
like
and puts it in a chute?
Yes.
Are you trying to master
I'm trying
it?
To master because it takes, you know, you got to get used to it.
Right.
So, like, got the hand things on my hands. I'm trying to pick up the chip. I'm dropping it into, like, the don't come line. And that's not where I want it. I'm trying to put it, place my bet. And then they're like, no more bets. Now I'm down, like, $800. I mean, it's not real money, but
what if it was?
Could you imagine? I mean, she was up like 30 grand. Yeah, they make they
don't
play
they have
once
like a place
week.
Where you can practice though, like figure out your hand. Because
yeah.
I feel embarrassed. To me, that would be like a open mic night at a strip club,
right?
You know,
right.
where I'd be like, let me just get some time with this pole when there's no customers here,
right?
You know,
yeah.
like get the hang of the thing.
Yes. Well, that's the thing is that they, Kevin, her son, tried to set up one so it's just us and nobody else. We, for some reason, couldn't do it. So we're like, oh, screw it. Let's just go into the public one. Then this guy's like hitting on me. He's like trying to kiss me.
What?
And then it's like teenagers are in there going, wow, you guys laugh a lot, don't you? Like, and then like throwing money on the table. Like they have no idea what they're doing. They're just playing everywhere. Like, yeah, there's kid and they can bother you. But there's a way to mute them. And I couldn't figure out how to mute this guy that was like, he's shooting me with a gun, like, pew, 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 pew. He's throwing, like, fireworks onto the craps table. Yeah.
It's, why?
Because, like, kids, they're, like, 12-year-olds can go in there and play.
So do you make an avatar?
Yes, but it took so long to set me up. I just was like, I was a bald lady in there, just like generic. Like, I actually had like, you know, those balding guys with that, the hair, like the balding,
uh-huh.
just the hair around the crown, but
like
not.
Like, you have to build, like,
yeah,
you have
to build.
Spend more money to
yes.
get all the way across the top
yeah,
of your head.
Yeah, you just build your avatar, but it took so long. I'm like, I just want to play. I don't care what I look like.
Oh my God.
I know.
I'm imagining Dawn in there.
Dawn.
Just like, can we make this real money? Does anybody want to bet? Does anyone want to do a side bet for real money?
Right,
I'll Venmo
right.
you.
I like, know. I got to get Dawn. I'm going to get her that maybe something like that. I should tell her husband to get her that for Christmas so that we can
it
play.
It sounds fun.
It's so fun.
So it was the Oculus
yeah,
you were
the,
using?
Yeah. The Oculus.
And you didn't need to be hooked up to a computer or anything? You just.
No.
Just,
you have the app on your phone. And, you know, Kevin did a lot of setting up. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know how to like find something else to play. I don't think, but yeah, they set me up. So now, hopefully, we could play like remotely. You know, like they've been
right.
doing. Yeah,
right.
But it was a circle jerk on Sunday night.
I gotta say, I can kind of see how people sort of drop out of society.
I know,
and just stay home because, and they have this all this. You hear about these. Datelines,
yeah.
Right? There was a Dateline where there was a woman who got totally sucked into like one of those computer simulation
like
things.
Yeah.
yeah, where mm-hmm. she was a completely different character and she fell in love with this guy who was in her game. But I guess she would play for like 12 hours a day
and
like not feed her kids or whatever,
oh,
you know?
God.
And meanwhile, the husband killed her.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Right.
I was saying spoiler alert to a show that has no title,
right.
no name. It could
right.
have been 48 hours. Could have
right.
been Dateline.
Right.
I don't know. The husband
yeah.
killed her.
Yeah.
And then tried to blame it on, was like, well, I think that the guy that she was playing with online, like, flew to the U.S. and murdered her. And the guy's like, yeah, well, I didn't fly to the U.S.
right,
so that's
right,
a
right.
little not true.
Right. No,
but
I
he was like, oh,
that.
He sends her gifts. But basically, I could see how that could happen. You'd never
yeah.
have to leave the house.
I know. Oh, my God. I could see that. But after, like, an hour, my head was starting. Because the thing gets heavy, you know?
Uh-huh.
Kaylin, you have one of these things?
No, I've tried them a couple times. But
okay.
it's not really for me. But, yeah,
yeah,
I've played on them a few times.
It's, like, fun for, like, but it starts to get heavy. My eyes, it's, like, pushing my face down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I probably didn't have the thing correctly fitted on my head, but
gotta get a little new Botox every time
yeah,
you play.
Right? No, right?
I'm like, oh, I'm droop. My eyebrows are drooping.
I know.
Get a plastic surgery. There's a plastic surgery thing in the Oculus. Get some VR
yes,
plastic
right.
surgery.
Right, right. Yeah. So it was a fun time. It was a fun night.
That's
now,
cool.
Getting ready to go to New York tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow. Did you go to Burlington Coat Factory today?
No, I went to TJ Maxx.
Okay.
And they had a
okay.
coat for Sunny, but I'm giving Natalia one of my coats.
Okay.
Because they don't really have coats that are really, you know, like Natalia's got like a puffer jacket. It's too small. It's not. They don't have like good warm coats because it's going to be cold.
I have always had for years. Like I would forget that I own it, but I have one of those like a Calvin Klein wool long coat.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like a proper coat.
That's what I want.
But when I think in LA, when it gets cold, I want to put on like a little puffer jacket. But then right. I think that wouldn't be warm enough actually for New York.
No.
So you wouldn't want to walk around in that.
I know. I wish I had, but I have a puffer jacket I'm going to bring.
But is it like a little bit longer?
No.
Or is it just like a short little parka?
It's a short jacket. And I had another one I'm giving to Natalia. So I don't know.
You'll be fine.
We'll be fine. I mean, what are we going to, you know? Sledding or I don't know, but no, I'm excited. The guys that Jimmy hooked me up with in Brooklyn for dinner, they were, I text them today like, hey, don't forget we're coming in. And they were like, oh, what are you going to do when you're here? You should go here. You should go there. Well, how old are your kids? Like giving me all these advice, like, hey, you should come into Brooklyn, get in there early, walk around the neighborhood. Well, you know, it's going to be so fun. I'm excited about that.
I'm so jealous.
I am excited.
We're going to go in the spring.
I'm nervous, but yeah. I don't know why I'm nervous.
Because traveling is hard.
It's
stressful.
And because
you're responsible for everything.
Because
the kids are all looking at you like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah. And
you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. Why are you looking over here?
This guy's I'm looking going over this there. Way. She's going that way. What do you want from me?
You're like, what? I don't know where my tickets. What?
Yeah, what?
Did I download? What I'm interested in is did I download an Audible to listen to?
Right.
Oh my God.
Speaking,
did you download some Audible? But we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
First, let's talk about Tommy John.
Yeah. I got my Tommy John's packed, by the way, to lounge in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
My warm lounge pants that I love.
I wear mine. Okay. So a while ago, I was just wearing nothing to bed.
Yeah.
But then I went through a long period where I was always wearing my Tommy Johns to bed. Mm-hmm. And now I just had to put on something a little bit warmer. But the Tommy Johns are so silky smooth.
Yeah.
They're almost for all weather, only when you're freezing.
Right. Right.
Well, but you wear them all summer long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And in the hotel, I know that like with the heat on, I know they're going to be perfect for me because sometimes they get too hot. They're so lightweight. They're breathable. I just love my Tommy Johns.
And I'm going to order a whole bunch more Tommy John t-shirts for John that I can steal.
Well, that's good because shop Tommy John's Black Friday sale right now and give the gift of comfort to everyone on your list, including yourself, with brand new Tommy John underwear, loungewear, and pajamas, by the way.
Yeah. If you shop Tommy John's Black Friday sale going on right now, you get 30% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/FCOL. 30% off everything.
That's amazing.
Now at TommyJohn.com/FCOL. TommyJohn.com/FCOL. See site for details.
Also, Noom. You know, Noom, our friend Robin's on Noom. She looks great. You know, it's a way to adjust the way your daily habits and your diet and exercise, and it keeps you making healthy choices.
Yeah, especially with like the new year coming up, you know, and the holidays coming up. Sometimes it's hard to like resist those treats. Noom is a great way to stay accountable, stay motivated, you know, really stick with some of the positive changes you've made going into the new year.
That's right, because it's a program that's based on scientific principles like cognitive behavioral therapy to help you understand your relationship with food, which is very cool. Nothing like it. And active Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks, and 95% of their customers say Noom weight is a good long-term solution. So stay focused on what's important to you with Noom Weights psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/FCOL. That's Noom.com/FCOL to sign up for your trial today. And check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset. It's a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change. Available for pre-order wherever books are sold.
So yeah, I understand why you're nervous though. So
yes.
you gotta be on the plane. You gotta make sure the plane leaves on time.
Yes.
If it gets canceled, your brain as a mom brain is always
now,
like,
what am I going to do?
What's going to happen? What? And if this, then what about that? And if that, then what about this? And then we're going to go here. And you just want everybody to have the best fucking time of their entire lives.
I know. And I know my daughter is going to be up and at it first thing in the morning. Like, okay. let's go. Time to get up. Time to, we're going. We got Sunny, get up, get up, get up. She's going to, like, she's a drill sergeant when we travel. So,
well, one thing I would do if I were you was let her get up, especially mm-hmm. if you're, you know, it's New York. Everything is close together. Yeah. So she can get up. She can leave the hotel. She can go walk up the street, go yeah. get a coffee,
mm-hmm.
go get everyone a bagel.
Yeah.
And like have a good time.
Right.
Call your friends.
Yeah.
Make a TikTok.
Yeah.
And then come back to the hotel.
Yeah. That's what I'm going
to do. In 2 hours.
Yeah.
When I'm up.
Yes. And I want them to get familiar with the map and look at where we're staying so they know where everything is.
Yeah, and they have phones.
Yes. Yeah, that's the best part.
It's not like they're going to be like on a different continent where it right. might not work, right? Like they're it's right. just the other coast. And yeah. you've been to New York a million times.
Yes. So I haven't been there in a while, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. Kaylin, you just got back from your trip, yeah?
Yeah, we drove to Lake Havasu to see my dad's side of the family out there, but my grandmother is 92 and she's never met Blake.
So
aww. Yeah, we figured that Hold we should on. Go
that's
out there.
Nice. Yeah.
We went out there when Isla was like 4 months old and that's the last time we've been there.
Wow.
So, yeah, so we drove out there and, we decided to leave at, 8 o'clock at night and do like a night, you know, trip out there. It's a 5 hour drive from Los Angeles.
Oof.
And so, we left at 8, and so at midnight...
Can I ask why that seemed like a good idea, though?
Driving at night? Because we figured the girls would
They'll
just sleep.
Sleep.
If we woke them up super early, then, I mean, they already get up at like 6:30 or 7. So we would need to leave at like 4 to
right,
actually...
But then don't you have to transfer them? Then you get somewhere, it's the middle of the night, and you have to like...
Yeah, we figured they'd be sleeping, so we take them out and just lay them in bed, and that'll be that.
Yeah.
And of course, that's not how it worked out at all.
Oh, no.
You should have consulted with us.
What happened?
You're triple B over here.
Yeah, exactly.
So 4 hours. So we had 1 hour left to go in the drive. It was midnight.
So were they sleeping?
They were sleeping the whole time, and then they woke up.
Oh, jeez.
They woke up with an hour left to go in the drive.
Do they one wake up and wakes the other one up?
I guess so. I just stopped at a gas station to go to the bathroom. By the time I got back, they were just... Like, they weren't even sleeping. They were just awake.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And were they, like, talking?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They
oh,
were talking.
No. That's the worst.
So then we get to the Airbnb, and they're up. They're running around. And me and Amy are just like, oh, God, we got to go to sleep. Oh, it's so tired. And,
it's my
and
worst
yeah,
night
so yet. they were totally up. We ended up having to just lay down and sleep with them because they just kept getting up and wanting to leave. And so
that's the worst.
The next day we were supposed to go see my grandmother at like 11 a.m. And they just, I had to call her and say like, no, they have to take a nap first.
Yeah.
And that kind of worked out, but they were still just not right. Cause their sleeping was off.
Oh my God.
Wait, so how long were you there for?
We were there for 2 days.
Oh, so two full days and
two
then
full days.
The travel days?
Two full days and then, this morning is when we drove home.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you left at night and then you spent the whole next day there.
And the following
day. After
day.
That, and then the following day you drove in the morning.
Right.
This morning.
Right.
That was this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
so
how
we
was
went
the
there
drive
at night,
home?
Stayed there two full days, and then drove home this morning.
And how was that?
It could have been a lot worse, I guess, but... yeah, I just downloaded Frozen and this new Paw Patrol movie on my iPad.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so they got through Frozen, and then what do you know? The Paw Patrol movie wasn't working.
Oh, no.
So then,
the
yeah, then we had to wait till we could find a Starbucks so I could go in there and hook up to their Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you hooked it up, so you downloaded it on the fly.
Yeah, I mean, again, we were in the middle of the desert.
Kaylin,
so we were
I would have just restarted Frozen. Here you go, bitches. You like this movie.
Yeah, watch it again.
You're going to like it the second time even more.
Well, it's funny because...
Let it go. You won't like the movie. You won't like hearing it. But
oh,
they
I've
probably
seen it
headphones.
Enough times at this point where I can probably sing all the songs too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like to watch it at home and they like to get into their Frozen dresses and sing and dance to it. So
that's
I'm
so
I, yeah.
Those are the days. I still have videos. I still have like cartoon movies on my laptop from when traveling with them. Like Paw Patrol, like all these dumb Disney crap. It's still on my laptop. Like
Oh my gosh. John and I were looking for something to watch the other night on our so we have do you have like Apple sharing home, yeah. your home, you go to your computers and you can see all your movies that you have. Mm-hmm. And we have, I'm not exaggerating, like 25 Barbies.
I know. And it's Barbie B because it's the first that comes up. Yeah. I know. I got tons of Barbies, which by the way, Natalia never liked or watched.
Oh, Elby and Sadie love them. Barbie and the 12 Dancing Princesses, really? Barbie and the Mermaids Patrol.
Oh, yeah, the Mermaids. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. God.
So did you get Paw Patrol working?
So yeah, so after about 45 minutes of just driving through the desert, stopped at a Starbucks, hooked up to their Wi-Fi, made sure it was working properly, and it was. Then they watched the whole thing, and we still had like an hour plus left to go. God. Yeah, and they were not happy anymore, so what did we do? We just restarted Paw Patrol. And they just watched They just watched it for a second time, so that worked out.
Oh my God. That's why I never took them really anywhere on trips when they were little. Me
neither. I wouldn't even take them to restaurants.
I know.
I've told you that. Yeah. I wouldn't take them somewhere that it was 10 minutes away. I was like, no. It's a bridge too far.
I know. It was just, ugh. I mean, I remember New Year's Eve. We took them and we ended up driving instead of waiting and wishing a happy New Year. We were on a trip with other families. Adam was just like, let's go. Let's just hit the road and get home and be, don't you want to be in our beds? We were like, yes. Drove the whole way. It was like we were up at the mountains. We got home like right at midnight, took them out of the car, put them to bed, done. And like never went on another trip. Like they were like three. It was just blech.
Elby's first. Okay, so she was born in November. Okay, so she must have been one, like had just turned one. Mm-hmm. So she was like 1 year, 1 month. And we decided we made the ill-fated decision to spend New Year's Eve at our friend's house, who wasn't even that far. It wasn't even a big trip, but we planned. We were like, oh, you know, the first New Year's was forget about it because she was, you know, like a month and a half old. But the second New Year's Eve, we were like, we're going to get back into the swing of things, have fun. I had my friend Julie, who, not Julie Kasem, I was friends with another Julie who worked at People Magazine. She was my very first like official mom friend. And she and her husband invited us over to their house. And we were going to have, like, we were going to get drunk.
Yeah.
Mama still drank at that point. Mm-hmm. And celebrate New Year's Eve. And then we were going to bring our pack and play. And then the babies would go to bed. And we'd have drinks and eat delicious food. I think we brought, like, caviar. Like, we were really excited to be humans again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Drank a lot. Got kind of drunk. Had a great time. I mean, it was really, really fun. And then we went to bed. And then Elby woke up at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. We'd only been asleep for like a couple hours, crying. Mm. Now here's the thing that we didn't discover, because remember I told you that I was like, I used to say, oh, I thought when I had a baby, it would just be, she'd be really, you know, I'd bring her to parties and all that. And Elby, I think Elby had anxiety from real, I just think it's in her DNA.
Right.
Because I think she sensed that she was not at her house and she didn't like the feeling. I think she woke up and was like, didn't know where she was and got upset. And then she was inconsolable.
Yeah.
So bad that we just had that like, oh my God, she's going to wake up the whole house and she's going to wake up their baby. And this, she's going to, and we, it was so bad that we just eventually were like, fuck it. We got to go home.
Yeah.
And we packed up the pack and play, folded everything back up, packed up our overnight bags, and we were like, bye. Yeah. And we had planned a whole breakfast with them. Like, well, we were going to have so much fun. Breakfast and feed the kids. And
Nope.
Got home with the light, it was still dark out when we left. And then,
Yeah. I remember, like, I just remember them always sick on Christmas Eve. And, like, we would have to leave the party early. And Sunny with the fever, and I would call Dr. Bruce, and it was like Tylenol, Motrin.
Oh my God, so Xander has the flu right now.
Yeah, I'm like, you told me. What is happening? Everybody's sick.
He was sick. So like a couple of nights ago, he was complaining that his ear hurt. And my kids don't get ear infections, so I just knew it wasn't that. I was like, so this must be something like sinus related. And you know, he was like, oh, my ear hurts, and I have a headache, and good old man, I got a headache, and my ear hurts. I can't hear. And I was like, oh no. You know, I was hoping it was just some kind of weather thing, but I knew it wasn't. Come on.
Yeah.
The next day, he was like, I have a sore throat. And then by that night, not feeling well. And I was just like, I just have a feeling because the flu's going around.
Yeah.
So I almost took him to urgent care last night, but then I was like, just give this kid some NyQuil and make him go to bed. Right. It's like, it was like 8:30 at night. Yeah. And the one I want, the urgent care I wanted to go to wasn't open. So this morning I took him and they tested him.
Oh, wow.
No COVID, but flu. Influenza A.
Yeah. I have that, a lot of stuff going around.
And he is not feeling well, but they did prescribe Tamiflu, so he's already started
good.
That.
Good. I'm just, see, I worry about these kids. The last thing I want is I'm going to get sick. Knock on wood. Speaking of sick, I had a, my girlfriend Dawn was, did I tell you, she was in the hospital.
No, what happened?
She had a seizure.
Remember,
I told you she had seizures?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a seizure. I got a text from her husband the other night that she had a bad seizure. She woke up not feeling well, and she was like, she told Steve, "I something's wrong. I'm not feeling good. I think you got to take me to urgent care." He took her to urgent care, and he was like, "My wife's not feeling well. She's had seizures. She's had a mini stroke." And they took her right away, and as soon as they took her in the room, she had a full-blown, bad, eyes rolling in the back of her head, seizure. And I'm like, I cannot imagine seeing that. You know, I've seen Phil have seizures, and that's bad enough. I can't imagine watching, like, you know, my girlfriend. Like, so she went to the hospital, and because she's had a lot of stress, she's been drinking a lot, and the doctors are like, no drinking, can't be drinking. And so she was okay, but like for a day or two, she couldn't remember. Like her daughter went to visit her and she said, you know, what's my name? And she said, I'll get it in a second. Let me just hold on. Let me think. She couldn't think.
Sometimes I can't think of my kid's name.
I know. Hey, you over there.
I don't think that's the best judge of whether everything's right.
Right. I know.
I'm like, you're... The oldest one.
It. Yep.
You're the oldest.
Yeah. So she couldn't really, like, she had short-term bad, like, and she couldn't remember her address and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
But I've talked to her today. She's home. She's doing much better.
And they don't know what's causing this?
No.
Because she hasn't always had seizures, right?
No, never. No. Not until, like, last couple years, I guess. Yeah. I know. But, yeah, I mean, you know, she had that accident where she fell and hit her head, and it could maybe has to do with – I think it has to do with that. Plus, she's on a ton of medication, too.
So, for just different things?
Because of her seizures and her stroke and stuff.
Oy.
Yeah. But I know. I'm like, so we can't go to Vegas anytime soon? Like, how are we going to do that?
You're like, get better.
I know.
I want to get my gamble on.
I know. I'm, like, learning, like, you know, video poker. Come on. Come on, Dawn.
Come on, Dawn. All right. Well, we're thinking about her.
Yeah.
We'll all think about her.
Thank you.
So, all right. So you got New York.
Mm-hmm.
I got a sick kid. I felt like I had something like...
And you got Thanksgiving coming up with your bride, Thanksgiving, brothers.
Yeah. So I'm hoping Xander's well enough. Right. But I figure he will be because he's going to have a couple days to be on the Tamiflu.
Right.
That does kind of kill it pretty fast. I mean, yeah. Sadie was feeling a lot better quickly.
Oh, that's right. Did he get sick from her? No.
No, because hers was
a while
weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been over hers for like, right. She was back at school for a good couple weeks before.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Well.
No, I just think there were a bunch of kids at their school that are sick.
Same with my kids. Yeah. Yeah.
They sent home a thing saying that the kids should start wearing masks because, you know, just to keep them safe for the holidays, that there's a lot going around, RSV and, you know, COVID and the flu. And, you know, none of the kids wore masks.
Oh, so they suggested it. But
They didn't make it a rule. Right. They just said, like, it'd be really great. We really encourage the kids to wear masks. And none of them did.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
I know.
I'd be like, we won't get it.
Yeah. And if we get it, we miss school.
Sadly, I know, but now he's missing. Right. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. So you know how I was stressing out about what to get them for their birthday?
Yeah.
So it just so happened that Xander's AirPods have not been working. Because they're very old.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what we should do to John? I said, we should just get Sadie and Xander the AirPod Pros.
Mm-hmm.
because you know these kids, they're all brand whores.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, and like, oh, we have the old AirPods.
Right, right.
We want the AirPod Pros. Right. Like, you know, they're in a different kind of case.
They're a little different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, John was like, I know, but then we have to get them like the newest ones. And I was like, no, we don't.
Right.
We didn't get them the first Pros.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were like $150 each, mm-hmm. which I was like, that's kind of a bargain for the fact that then they both get like a nice, like yeah, then Xander nice. Gets some AirPods, which we would have to replace anyway at some point because they weren't working. And then whatever, Sadie gets an upgrade. She'll be happy.
Yeah.
And then we can worry about Christmas.
That's good. That's a good, you know, that was a good idea. Yeah.
Then I can think about the VR for both of them as a big Christmas present or the phones or whatever I get now, it's like, okay, I have a little breathing room.
Yeah, that's good. That's smart. I personally don't like the Pros. They fall out of my ears. I got the old school ones.
I like my old school ones. Like I still have an iPhone 10 though. Yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm old. It doesn't matter. I don't, nobody's going, oh, is that an iPhone 10?
Right.
Like who cares? And I remember Robin got AirPods. AirPods, and she didn't like the earpiece thing.
Yeah.
But I told Elby that when Elby bought herself her Pros a while ago with her own money. It was like one of her first big purchases. Mm-hmm. She was like, well, and I said the same, I was like, but your AirPods already work. They work fine. And she was like, I know, but these sound even better and they're noise canceling and they're this and they're that. And I'm like, well, since when do you need noise canceling? Who cares?
I know. Sonny's says the same thing. Yeah. Oh, they got the noise canceling thing. Like, great. So you don't hear when the car's coming down the street?
Exactly.
Or when the neighbor's asking you about what audio porn you're listening to?
Exactly. So anyway, this is how it always goes in my house. I got the older sister who gets the newest, latest thing. Mm-hmm. And then Sadie and Xander. Do you remember the Christmas that I told you where I bought Sadie AirPods because she talked about wanting them? Mm-hmm. Now, Sadie and Xander, like the Christmas before, had gotten some like cheap version.
Well, yeah.
Super cheap, but like whatever, not brand name Apple AirPods. Right. And so whatever, I was like, they don't care.
Yeah.
But we got Sadie some because she asked for them. We didn't get them for Xander. And then Sadie opened hers. And then Xander, I think, kept waiting to see if he was getting them. And he kept opening boxes. And then at the end, he started crying. And I didn't know why. I remember. And he went running into my bedroom.
You got him like this thing to like do art on or some shitty thing.
Yes.
Like,
yes, the illustrator.
Like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yes. And we were like, here's your big present.
Yeah, epic fail.
It was like the same price as the AirPods. Right. We thought he'd love it. And he was like,
crying.
By the way, he's never touched it, never used it, never turned it
just
on.
Just sell it on the Facebook, whatever.
Yeah, give it to the Buy Nothing group. Yeah. I should. Yeah, so found out what was wrong. He didn't want to tell me what was wrong. And then he was like, I kind of wanted AirPods too. And I was like, dude, I can get them for you. I can do it. I'll order them right now. And then he was all happy.
Yeah.
Then last year I got him that huge, accidentally got him that beanbag chair that was like literally as big as this room. Remember that big orange beanbag chair that I got by accident because it was supposed to be just like cool beanbag chair. And it was this.
Do you remember this story, Caitlin?
I put it on my Facebook wall.
I don't remember it, no.
Yeah, I don't think you talked about it. You got him a big.
I thought I was getting him a regular sized beanbag chair.
Yeah.
But what it was like a foam, like a, it so it comes in this bag. Right. And then you unzip the bag and you take it out and it expanded and it kept expanding until it was going to eat our house. It was so big. I am going to find a picture on Facebook and I put it on our.
It's starting to sound familiar.
On our Facebook and Instagram.
I must have missed it.
It was so big and crazy looking. And Xander was like, thanks, you know. And the problem was it was also orange. We had ordered him a blue one, a dark blue one, and it was bright orange, like an orange,
right?
And giant. It was way too big for his room. It would have taken up half his room,
right?
Like, thing had its own area code. So I had to call Amazon The problem was is then it was a whole kashaw because I was trying to say like, hey, you guys sent the wrong color anyway, right. But also, by the way, we don't want it. You know, it's too big. Well, then they're like, okay, well, we're going to send someone to come get it. So put it back in the packet, in the box. And I was like, oh no, it's not going to go back in the box. You couldn't stuff it in. I can't, when I tell you it was like five times the size of the box, right? It's like a mattress when you open like a Casper mattress and then they just are, so you can't re-roll it
right,
up.
Right.
So I was like, no, I can't put it in the box. They're like, okay, we'll just put it on the porch. And then the Amazon guy came and was like, was like, that's not going to fit in the truck.
What do you want me to do with
this? He was like, I can't. So then they left us a note basically saying we can't take it, or they told us. So then I call Amazon back. I'm like, your Amazon guy said he can't take it. And I had to fight with them and fight with them. And finally, they were like, okay, just forget it. Just keep it. And I was like, I don't want it. Put it on the buy nothing group.
Really?
Somebody came by. I was like, bring a big truck.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Bring a truck. This thing's big.
Dang. Yeah. Wow. Hopefully, he's going to have a better Christmas this year.
Yep. Yep. Speaking of gifts.
Yes.
You know what would be a good gift? Audible membership.
Oh, that's a good one. That's right. Holidays are coming. I love Audible. I have so many audiobooks on my app. And since I'm traveling tomorrow, I have downloaded, I can't remember, a few titles, but I'm going to definitely be tapping into my audio app when it, you know, because it, I love it because when you travel, it's already downloaded. I can listen to it on the plane. I don't have to have Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
That's what I love.
I love titles that I have read previously. I love the idea of, you know, a favorite story being then read to me by the author.
Yeah.
That's the nice, That's the nice part. So if you get like, I have recently downloaded Anne Lamott's Bird by Bird, and it's a favorite of mine, but it was really nice to just be able to like listen to it.
Right.
In the cadence, you know, while I'm walking the dog. And it's great, too, because it's a way to hear a story while you're walking the dog or doing the dishes or doing the laundry, you know, or driving.
Yes. You know, and, you know, they have Audible. They have big stars, by the way, on their app, like Ethan Hawke, Kerry Washington, Kevin Hart. It's home to epic adventures, chilling mysteries, and can't-miss comedies. And Audible is the home of storytelling, so let your imagination soar with audiobooks. They have podcasts, originals.
How cool is all that? All your favorite content on one app. So let Audible help you discover new ways to laugh, be inspired, or be entertained. New members can try it free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/FCOL or text FCOL to 500-500. That's audible.com/FCOL or text FCOL to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. Audible.com/FCOL.
Also, Bombas. Got my Bombas socks packed as well.
Do you not want to be comfortable?
No, I do.
Exactly. Then you got to get some Bombas socks. Everybody on the FCOL Facebook page raves about their Bombas. Yes. So many people have thrown out all their old socks and replaced them with Bombas.
I know. I told you my friends, my girlfriend Dawn, because Bombas uses materials like the Pima cotton, and they're ultra soft. And they also have wool socks. They also have t-shirts. They have underwear. They have a whole, and they have beautiful colors. They have traditional festive colors and designs and for the holidays.
Yeah. And did you know that socks, underwear, t-shirt, and t-shirts are the most requested clothing items in homeless shelters, Lynette?
I am.
Well, that's why Bombas donates one item for every item you buy. And so far, Bombas has donated over 75 million items of clothing.
Love that.
That's a lot of comfort. Yes. So give the good this holiday season with Bombas. Go to bombas.com/FCOL and use code FCOL for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/FCOL, code FCOL for 20% off. bombas.com/FCOL, code FCOL. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, you've not been watching The Vow, have you? Season 2. Why haven't we talked about this?
No.
I didn't even realize it was on.
I'm going to start watching it tonight.
It's so insane.
Is it still about the NXIVM thing?
Yeah.
It's oh, there's part just more two. Info?
Yes, because it picks up of where the trial is. So he's in jail. Mm-hmm. And, well, okay, I don't want to give too much spoilers, but yeah, they talk
Keith about Keith Raniere.
Yes, Keith Raniere. And
volleyball extraordinaire.
Yes.
I'm sure Natalia wanted to watch it because he loved volleyball too.
Remember? Okay. Exactly.
Natalia would be like, Mom, I mean, yeah, it's a cult, but they play a lot of volleyball. It's pretty fun.
He's got the headband on. And, you know, I'm watching this too, by the way. I don't know if
Natalia's
you remember.
Like, I'm sorry, but he's a better coach than my coach.
Exactly. Yes. He's very positive. Better coach.
He does try to put us all on diets, but
right,
you know,
right?
Yeah, take the good with the bad.
Yeah, but I don't know if you remember last season. Remember how it was like all these just women, just kind of they're all just hanging out in the house, like they're just flopping. He's laying on the couch. He's got his bare feet up on the girls.
Yeah,
like just hanging on every word he's saying, and they're joking, and he's playing the piano. It's like, where does all these people live? Like, do they all live in the same house with this guy? Like, or do they go home at the end of the day and that's his house? Or,
right.
I know he's, like, sleeping with eight of them, but, like, I don't – where do these – what do they do? And don't they have jobs? Like, why are they just in a flop house? You'll see what I'm talking about when you see season two. It's a lot of still of that, but it's different because it's now – they're talking to other people that have come forward, and they're telling their side of what happened to them, and it's creepier and creepier. And if you thought season one was, like, weird with the branding, it's, I mean, insane. This guy is nuts. He's a criminal, first of all, but he's – I don't know where he gets off thinking – I don't know how he, like, you know, he – like. Nancy Salzman, his number one, number two, remember her, the woman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she just seems like this, like, smart, you know, Jewish woman that lives in the suburbs of New York that seemed successful, raising her two daughters who she brought into the cult. Like, how does this, like, smart woman get so, and she really, like, thought she was doing good. Like, she sees all these, you know, she'd hear about, yeah, 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 okay, so he's branding people and he's raping people and all that. But look at all these people. Look how happy they are. You know? It's crazy. Hey, what happened to her brain?
Right.
How does this woman, like, think this is okay? I don't know. And anyway, but
well,
yeah.
Well, don't forget about Allison Mack.
And then there's Allison.
Who tried to have coffee with me.
I
tell me about the empowerment.
Believe that.
Great things she was involved in.
Oh, don't think I didn't think about that.
Only my laziness. It's only my cynicism that prevented me. If I was even just like 25% more optimistic as a person,
right,
and more,
right.
more a person more who thinks things are going to work out.
Right. Like all these other chicks, you know, like they're like, all positive and, you know, yeah, they want to get up and they want challenges and they want to learn how to connect and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no, no, no.
Well, I was like, this sounds like an MLM.
Right.
That's what it sounded like to me. I was like, I just don't like the sound of that. Like, I told you when I wrote her back, I was like, oh, is it a charity? Because I was kind of all about that.
What did she exactly say?
She was like, hey, she tweeted at me and she said, hey, can you follow me or whatever? Because I want to message you about something. And I was like, I looked up who it was and I'm like, oh my God, she's like an actress,
right.
Like on Smallville.
Right.
So I followed her and then she DM'd me and said something to the effect of like, hey, I want to talk to you about this thing I'm involved in, this organization called, it's not called NXIVM at that point. It's called Janus. And I was like, oh, what is it? I go, is it a charity? You know? Though at the time, that's all I could think that she would be asking me,
right,
like,
right,
to be involved in a charity. Maybe in my mind, I'm like, maybe it's like a parenting thing. Maybe she wants me to donate something. I'd love to come speak at whatever it is. I was like, oh, is it a church? She was like, not exactly.
It's a charity for him.
Yeah. She was like, it's a women's empowerment, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, no. Women's empowerment. I was like, they're going to be selling me some like essential oils or something. That's going to make me feel, give me confidence.
Right.
I was like, no, thanks. So yeah, I was like, So then I ignored her. I was like, oh, no thanks. And then, so then like 2 weeks later, she was like, hey, can you please, can we meet for coffee?
Oh, my
and I,
God.
I just ignored her.
You did. Thank God.
I just had a bad feeling about it. Yeah. And then it must have been like a couple of years later that John was like, hey, isn't that that girl that tried to message you and she got arrested?
It's insane.
And I was like, I almost got sex trafficked.
I know.
Damn, I was like this close.
Would have made for a good Patreon, that's for sure. Damn.
Imagine I don't get interviewed by The Vow, like nothing. I just save it for Patreon. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can't be in your movie. I already did a Patreon about that.
Listen to my Patreon. Oh my God. Unbelievable. Bullet dodge, man. I mean, you know, so this is in the news, so it's not like I'm spoiling it, but like, so it was her, that other woman, Nancy Salzman, and then her daughter, like three or four people that got arrested, right? And they said, if you stand with him in court, you're going to go to jail. So you're going to have to testify against him. And that's what season part two is.
Oh.
Yeah.
And which is the supermodel whose daughter is in it? And is she still in it? Catherine Oxenberg? Is that who it is?
Yeah, yeah. Her daughter, India.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't really bring her. Well, it's only like five episodes in. So you've got a good couple episodes to watch. But they didn't really talk about her yet. So I don't know. But they do show people that are still like sticking up for him and on camera talking about it. Yeah.
How can you be still sticking up for this guy at this point?
I don't know. I don't know. It's insane. And like, yeah, he even said, so he created that DOS program where it's just the women. It's supposed to be just the sorority and he's not involved. He is involved. And
see, it's another thing. You have to be really skinny to be in that.
Yeah, you do.
I'd be like, oh, I like bagels.
I know.
Too much. I mean, I'll eat a bagel with low fat cream cheese. But after that, I draw the line.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to not eat bagels.
Oh, no. Remember, you would be horrible at it, Stephanie, because if I was your master, you would have to, like, text me and say, text a picture of what you're eating.
Oh, no.
And say, may I have 35 calories today? And it's like bone broth.
Oh, God.
You know, like, could you imagine? Like, you'd have
that
to ask me.
That reminds me, that's like Teddy Mellencamp from, remember, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? She had her, like, special spa group where she would help women lose weight. Similar thing. You'd have to send a picture of like what you're eating.
Really?
Yeah.
She did that?
Yeah. She was making people starve.
Oh, God. Ugh. Maybe she's trying to start a cult. I don't know. Again, how can we start a cult?
Let's get one started.
I know. Come on,
Kaylin, will you help something. Us? Yeah, be a producer. Yeah. Produce a cult produce for us. So are you so tired from your drive back from
poor Kaylin.
Havasu?
Not just the drive, but just the poor sleep that I've gotten over the past couple days. I am very tired, yes.
Did you go on a boat?
No.
I mean, you were at Lake Havasu.
Yeah, okay. So I was talking to my uncle about this. I've gone to Lake Havasu ever since I was a kid. I've been on that lake maybe twice in my whole life. Anytime I tell people I'm going to Lake Havasu, they go, oh, yeah, party, going on the lake. It's like, not really. Like, none of my family members have boats. They don't really ever go on the lake. It's kind of a different side to Lake Havasu.
Wow.
I've never actually... I've been on the lake twice, and one of the times it wasn't even with my family. It was a friend from high school who, you know, we went out with his family who had a boat.
I only think of, like, women, like, showing their tits, you know, and screaming, woo! Like, there's a lot of that, I would imagine.
Yeah, I've never experienced that. Unfortunately.
Oh my God. You know what we didn't do? We didn't say hi to our people.
We sure didn't, but we really should now. And by the way, so LB, okay, I just want to say this and then I'm going to save the rest of this thing for Patreon. But LB has been applying to colleges, you know, and she's almost done with the process, you guys. So we went from me being like, what the fuck is happening, to she's almost done applying to all the colleges she's going to apply to. And it has been a process.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And let me just say this.
Scared.
we had a problem, and I had to do something called parent.
Oh, boy.
I think I was telling you about this last, but this just happened.
Okay.
So I'll tell you the story on Patreon, but okay. Just know.
Yeah.
It ain't pretty. But well, I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do what you have to do.
So, yeah. So before we go, let's say hello to Ashley Sheik and Sandra Green.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy being green. No. And Jacob Crowley and Rita Bassiette and Elizabeth Williamson and Athena Ginchard and Polly Butterfield and Valerie Fenwick hits out of the park. And Hero, Ain't Nothing But a Sandwich. And Katarina, Check Your Molar. And Colleen, Skater Girl. And Gabby and Missy and Eshawn and Rebecca Lupin. Hello. And Kelly Brandt. And Amy is a cunt. And Aaron, who this? Alicia Escalante. Okay. Leslie Wyckoff. Oh, the flu. Influenza A.
Uh-oh.
Sarah Stefano. Jennifer Falls, get up. And Liz is sassy. And Krista gets troop. Make me want to. What, you know, Stephanie Stinker Rinker, and I got to do our Patreon business shout outs for both shows because Friday's the best of. So let's give everyone their shout out. They're maybe, I think, the last one of the month. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Carrie Peterson is the Lido Deck, the_Lido_deck 11. It's her Instagram account, which comes up every time I'm scrolling.
I know. Yeah, I follow her.
Where people can rent it out for videos in Santa Clarita. So check that out. the_Lido_deck 11. And Kara is with Firefly Travel Co. It's a full service travel company. They offer magical theme park packages. She can help you plan your next cruise or all-inclusive vacay. She's a listener of our show. So why don't you use her? Go to FireflyTravelCo.com. Also, Joseph Collier is a Chapter 7 bankruptcy attorney in the LA County area, and also he does some surrounding counties, and he has sliding fee scale. He guarantees a successful discharge of debt. So how do you find him? JosephCollierLaw.com. CollierLaw.com. Also, if you're in the Palm Springs or Palm Desert area, why not go to Wilma and Frida?
Right. Love them.
Delicious food. It's the best brunch in town. You know how much we love them. They have a holiday menu.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. You can get your Thanksgiving food from them, or like a holiday, like a Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah meal, whatever you want. Also, Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy, and it's a great podcast. Go to shamelessmom.com. You've heard about that one. The Bittersweet Life is another awesome podcast with Tiffany and Katie.
Mm-hmm.
They have different guests. They'll tell you how to change your life and move to Italy or move back if you don't like it. Right. You know, listen to their podcast, something you can do if you're traveling. Also, Basic Becky. Okay, I just ordered 4 mugs.
You did?
I ordered the, like, it was a don't be a cunt waffle.
Uh-huh.
Or don't be a twat waffle.
Uh-huh.
Don't be a cunt muffin.
Uh-huh.
And like, don't be a twatopotamus. And another one. So I'm going to give each of my other family members a funny.
Oh, that's cute.
Racy mug.
Love
for Christmas.
That.
So yeah, I did that the other day. So those should be coming. So, you know, give her some time to get your Christmas presents.
Yeah, I know. You got to get on it.
Yeah. So go to justbasicbecky.com or basicbecky on, the Facebook. And last but not least, we got our little other Instagram account, which is giving me so much pleasure. Pluto the Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto the P-I. And it's this bird. It's this really cute parrot's account. And they want some followers for their bird.
Don't
and you're not
going to
be sad. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
So at Pluto the Pie. Yeah, that's it. We love you guys.
All right. Have a happy holidays.
Yeah, we'll see you Wednesday for Patreon.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll see you
next week.
In December.
Yeah, in December. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Love you guys. Thanks, Kaylin.
You're a pair now.
Don't F it up. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's big happy family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.